ओम शांति। इन कन्फ्लुएंस एज बाबा मेक्स अस एवर हेल्दी, एवर वेल्दी एंड एवर हैप्पी। सो हेल्थ इज फर्स्ट, एवर हेल्दी, वी से एवर हेल्दी फर्स्ट। एंड इट इज सेड हेल्थ इज वेल्थ, द फर्स्ट हैप्पीनेस इज इन ऑल हैप्पीनेस इज हेल्दी लाइफ। एंड in this time period, especially when we are in confluence age, this body is the vehicle of soul. And when we are on a journey, if the vehicle is not in good condition, we can imagine now how would be that journey. Now that would be difficult, and there will be lot of discomforts, and it might be possible that we are not able to reach our destination. So in the same way, if this body is not in good condition and it is diseased, then our this life journey would be difficult, and might be possible that we are not able to achieve the aims, higher aims which Baba has given to us to become complete. So it's very important that we should be physically, mentally, socially and spiritually healthy. We have four dimensions of health. We are mostly aware of physical dimension of health. It's according to WHO. So health by WHO. Health is a state of physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being, and not just the absence of disease or infirmity. Means it's a state of physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of a person, and it's not merely the absence of a disease. So when we talk about physical health, means our all the systems, they should function in their normal limits. Whether it is our circulatory system, whether it is nervous system or digestive system, excretory system, reproductive system, these all systems, their functions should be in normal limit. Our blood pressure should be within normal limit. It should be 120 by 80. 120 is systolic and 80 is diastolic. It's a normal blood pressure. So if it is higher than 120, then it is called high blood pressure. Pulse rate should be within 70 to 90 per minute. It's the normal limit. And if it goes beyond 90, then it is high pulse rate. And respiratory rate should be 60 to 18 per minute. This is the normal respiratory rate. And our body weight's normal range is according to age and sex. That I'll tell you later how we can calculate our body weight. So it should be also within normal limits according to our age and sex. But what is the present status of physical health? So when we talk about physical health, actually the disease in the body spreads like a piece of ice in the water. When we put a piece of ice in the water, its nine parts go down and only one part is visible outside. This ratio is 1 by 9. So the same is with the diseases. When they spread in our body, this much they spread inside the body, and only one part in the form of signs and symptoms appear outside. Now, like someone feels headache, vomiting, fever, body aches. These are the symptoms which we experience and for which we go to the doctor. So this is only one part which is visible outside. Before that it has spread, it's nine times inside. So it means, if you are looking externally healthy, it doesn't mean that internally also you are healthy. Now there may be some disease in its initial stage which we are not able to recognize. Like when blood pressure starts or sugar starts rising, cholesterol increases in the body or uric acid increases. We only come to know at early stages when we go for checkup. Otherwise, there are no signs and symptoms in early stages of these diseases. So that is why it is said after 35, everyone has to go for checkup. Every year you must go for checkup so that you can diagnose your diseases at the early stages. And nowadays it is seen this hypertension previously used to occur in 2% of population only. But now it's occurring in 30% of population. Previously, heart disease were in only 1% of population, and now 15% of population is suffering from heart diseases. Previously, acid peptic disease were in also in 1% population, but now it is in 20% population. And this depression cases now have increased up to 20%. This diabetes also, it was previously only in 2% population, but now it is in 10% population. So the proportion of diseases are increasing day by day, in spite of there is lot of medicines and a lot of therapies are coming up. And next dimension of our health is mental health. And we all BKs know about mental health because Baba's knowledge is, there's lot of information, no, about our psychology, how we think, how we behave. So mental health is about this. Mentally healthy means when we are at peace, when we are happy, we are able to take up responsibilities, we are not confused, and means like we are balanced, we are of balanced mind, we can keep patience. These are the signs of mental health. But when there is influence of vices on our mind, means ego, hatred, jealousy, anger, depression, fear, worry, these are the negative states of mind which cause tension. And this tension is the cause of so many psychosomatic diseases nowadays. There are 70%, more than 70 to 90% diseases are psychosomatic diseases. It has been said, a healthy mind for a healthy mind in a healthy body. Previously it was said like this. But nowadays we can say that we need a healthy mind for a healthy body. So if mind is healthy, then only the body can be healthy. So these negative thinking and negative states of mind which lead to stress, it actually secretes many toxins in our body, or toxic chemicals we can say, in other words. These are called epinephrine, norepinephrine, steroids, catecholamines, and they cause imbalance in our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And because of that, they are like slow poison, and they disturb the harmonious balance of our different organs and lead to diseases. So if the stress is short term, it is reversible. But if it is long term, means if it continues for long time, then there is definite damage of our body systems and we suffer from these psychosomatic diseases. So the main problems which are caused by stress are, the first effect comes on our heart. It increases our heart rate, and that leads to high blood pressure. And it further causes pressure on our heart, and it can cause angina and heart attack even at an early age. So stress is one of the important factor in causing heart problems. And second effect comes on our digestive system. It secretes increased amount of acids. Acid production lead to hyperacidity. It can cause ulcers. Even it can cause cramps in the stomach, lead to diarrhea, maybe indigestion problem and constipation. Depends which system is more stimulated. And third effect comes on our nervous system. When it is in our nervous system, it can cause stammering, insomnia, headache, body aches, because our nervous system, it supplies to our muscles, and muscles get stiff. And because of that stiffness, we experience chronic pains in our body, especially the neck pains and back pains and joint pains. And certain allergies are also related to stress. And it decreases our immunity towards infections. So when we are under stress, we catch infections easily. But all these symptoms does not appear in a one person. It depends on the target organ, you know, which organ is more sensitive. So everyone has a system which is sensitive from hereditary. Like if your heart is weak from hereditary, then the symptoms will appear more through heart diseases. And if your this digestive system is weak from hereditary, then symptoms will express through digestive problems. And if your nervous system is weak, then symptoms will occur through our nervous system problems. So it depends which system is more weak. And stress is equal to, actually the definition of stress is, stress is equal to pressures upon coping ability. So these pressures can come from anywhere. Either they can come from our workplace life, either they can come from our family life, or they may be our own personality problems. It depends. Means these pressures can be external and can be external. So on external pressures or stressors, we do not have direct control. Means they do not ask us to come. If problems have to come, means they have to. And on internal stressors, especially the things which are related to our personality, we can modify them. Means we can change our personality. So here I am about external stressors. I am just going through this list. When we are at work, so maybe being fired means the superiors or, you know, like management you have, they definitely can influence your life. If you commit any mistake, they can always fire you, and that leads to stress. Then competing with a colleague, if there is competition between colleagues, if there is conflict with colleagues, if relations are not harmonious, no, your thoughts do not match with the other person, if there is demotion, and if there is excessive workload, and you get tired, you are not able to take out time for yourself. If working conditions are not good, there's lot of noises, traffic, pollution. This also affects our subconscious mind. Overqualified is also a problem, because that leads to ego, and ego leads to adjustment problems. Coping ability means it's your inner strength. Inner strength to cope up that pressure. Is it okay? And some family problems like death in the family. No, it's actually for VB case, because we have knowledge the soul is imperishable and the soul doesn't die. It's only which body, you know, like it leaves the body. So for us, death is not a much stressful problem. But Lokik people, it's a very big form of stress for them. And then divorce and separation, marriage, difficulty with in-laws, moving home, selling home, buying home, these are all property problems. Children, money, you know, financial problems, these all can cause pressures on one. As soon as you identify your stress, now first important thing is, when you are under stress, diagnose it, you know, identify it. Sometimes even we do not know we are under stress. Baba made us carefree kings. You know what Baba says? You should not worry about anything, because all your burdens are taken by Baba. So I am asking you, are you all carefree kings, or you also come under stress sometimes? What do you say? Sometimes. What about all others? Sometimes. Who is carefree king? Who think I am a ever happy soul and never come under stress? So some or other time we also experience stress. So we need to manage our stress, because when we are under stress, we came to know it damages the system and it leads to lot of diseases. So as soon as you identify you are under stress, you must find out some methods, or you must take some steps to decrease it and manage it. So from where does this stress start? It starts from our thinking. The root point is here. Because these pressures or these stresses themselves are not stressful, actually it depends how we think about them. So Baba has changed our thinking. You know, spirituality changes our thinking. And it changes our attitudes towards the life. So we can think in a positive way easily than other Laukik people in the world. So when you find out a difficult situation, then try to think in a positive direction, because as we think, so we feel. And so will be our emotions and behaviors and performance. It's all linked to our thinking. If you think about happiness, definitely your feelings will be of happiness. Now if you are thinking about sorrow, then your feelings will be about sorrow. If you are thinking about peace, then your feelings will be of peace. So it depends what we are thinking. So when you are under stress, there are more pressure of negative thoughts, because our speed of thoughts increases at that time. Normally our thought speed is 20 to 25 thoughts per minute. But when we are under stress, our speed of thoughts increases up to 30, 35 thoughts per minute. So it causes pressure on our mind. So here it's shown, if it is negative thinking and irrational thinking. Irrational means lot of wave thoughts. When speed of thoughts increases, what kind of thinking we have? Either negative or wave thinking. And wave thinking comes only when we go into questions. Why this has happened? It should not have happened to me. No, like how we question. Baba says we put three W's. Why, what, and how. So when we put these questions, means the chain of waste thoughts starts in our mind, and the same feelings means like panic, fear and worry. These feelings we start experiencing during stress. So when you identify you are under stress, use the points of knowledge. But sometimes we know what Baba has said, but we are not able to apply it. No, it happens, because we are under so much of pressure ki we know that this point Baba has told, and if we use this point our stress will go away, but we are not able to apply it. So that time you go and sit in Baba's room and talk everything to Baba. And say out everything, because when we share, our burden goes off. And Baba gives us power and gives touchings to solve that problem also. Now we feel patience and our willpower increases, our facing power increases, our tolerance power increases, because Baba is almighty. So he can give us all the powers. So if you are not able to manage on your own, then go to Baba's room and say everything to Baba, what is coming to your mind. But my meaning is that the moment you diagnose you are under stress, try to manage it immediately, whatever method you apply. And third method is to remove our stresses. Baba says use three dots. Three dots means put a point, means put a full stop to everything. And the most important point to put a full stop is everything which is happening in the drama is for my benefit. Now whatever has happened was for my benefit, whatever is happening is for my benefit, and whatever will happen will be for my benefit. So I want to tell you a story of scriptures on the same point, how everything is beneficial in our life. So there was once a king, and he had very wise minister, and always used to take his advice when he was in problem. So once his little finger was cut, and he showed, who knows this story? All of you. Okay. All of you know this story? No. Few know. So his finger was cut, and he went to his minister and he showed that my finger is cut. So he was expecting sympathy from him, but the minister was a spiritual man. So he told the king, Maharaj, whatever has happened for the good. So this king got annoyed. He said, he is my minister and saying like this to me. He is not faithful now. So what he did, he ordered his soldiers to put him in the jail. And this minister, this king, he had, he was fond of hunting. So one day he decided to go for hunting, and when he was chasing his victim, he went deep into the jungle. And there, there were tribal peoples, and it was the day of the sacrifice for them. In ancient India, the tribal people, they used to sacrifice human beings on goddesses. I don't know whether you know about this or not, but there was a tradition to sacrifice human beings to fulfill their desires on the goddesses. So it was the same day for them, and they caught this king for the purpose, and they told him that they are taking him for the sacrifice in front of the goddess. And he said, I am the king of your state, and will you sacrifice me on the goddess? So they said, this king is the most elevated person in the subjects. So if we sacrifice king, the goddess will be pleased. No? She will be very happy, and we won't leave you. And they took him to their priest. And the priest see whether the sacrifice is complete or not. So the priest find that this king's finger is cut. And he disqualified him. He said, this sacrifice is not complete, so leave him and find out other person. So when he was left and he was returning to his kingdom, he thought about the words of minister. And he understood that he said, whatever has happened for good. And really, this was good for me because of my this cut finger, my life is saved. Otherwise, the life would have gone. So when he reached to his kingdom, he immediately called back his minister and he told him whole the story, whatever was happened with him. So he said, it's okay, it was good for me, but I put you in the jail. I think this is not good for you. So he said, Maharaj, it was also good because I always accompany you. And because of being in the jail, I could not come with you. And if I would have come with you, what would have happened? In spite of you, I would have been sacrificed. So we both are saved. So superficially, how was the incident? No, it was bad for both of them, for the king and also for the minister. But there was a secret behind that. Which they were not able to know at that time. So this Baba also says to us, sometimes when you see the situations or circumstances, you feel that I am in trouble, this is an obstacle for me, or this is bad for me, it's like a failure for me, or it's a loss for me. But that's not the reality. Because in future, there is a hidden benefit for us in that situation. You know, which we are not sometimes able to trace at that time, and when the time comes, we really realize ki it was really beneficial for me, whatever has happened. So put a full stop always using this point, that whatever is happening has some benefit for me in this confluence age, because nothing can be wrong happen because Baba is with us. So try to manage your stress when you experience this. And third dimension of health is social health. Social health, we all know about it. Baba has explained so much about relationships, so I am not going in depth of that. Coming to fourth dimension of health. Fourth dimension of health is spiritual health. So when we come to spiritual health, when we say healthy, healthy, it has two words, heal plus die. So die means self. Healing of self is a spiritual health. And healing by spirituality means being soul consciousness. And when we say soul consciousness, we say human being, it is made up of body, which is made up of five elements, and this conscient energy, which is soul. So this human word has come from humus. Humus is a Greek word. Humus is a Greek word which means soil. And being means life force, which is soul. So between soil and soul, there is a difference of one word, I and you. Otherwise all other three letters are same. Spirituality means being soul conscious, and otherwise someone is body conscious. Body conscious means soil conscious. Okay. So when we are soil conscious, how it leads to diseases, and being soul conscious, how it cures us, this is explained in this picture. Like when we are soil conscious, means there is I-ness. I is prominent in soul. So there is I-ness and minus. Body consciousness means I-ness and minus. I-ness means ego. And minus means attachment and greed. So when there is ego, there are lot of waste and negative thoughts, because the one who is egoistic, person has lot of expectations from others. And lot of expectations, when they are not fulfilled, then there is insecurity, there is fear, and that leads to lot of waste thoughts and waste of our mental energy. And when the mental energy is gone, then there is experience of depression. And depression means it leads to laziness and carelessness, and ultimately loss of peace of mind. So when there is loss of peace of mind, means there is dis-ease. Dis-ease means loss of ease. Fear, anger, depression, laziness, carelessness, and dis-ease means loss of ease is disease. So in this way, this leads to disease process. And when there is minus, the same attachment and this greed, it also leads to lot of waste and negative thoughts because of selfishness. And again the same process, loss of energy. And loss of energy means depression, and depression means again there is the process of disease. So in this way, this body consciousness leads to disease process. But when we are soul conscious means you, you is universal brotherhood. And universal brotherhood means the feelings of love, cooperation for others. It's a quality of humility. And it makes us, or it builds our energy, and building of energy means we can stabilize ourselves in our qualities of soul. And qualities of souls are seven virtues: love, peace, happiness, what else? Purity, bliss, power. So these are the seven qualities of our soul, and we can experience these qualities when we are soul conscious. It is in the same way like when you go near the sea, you naturally feel the cold breeze. You never ask the sea, give me cold breeze. It's a natural experience, because you just have to go to the sea. When you sit near fire, you naturally experience the heat of fire. You need not to ask from the fire that you give me heat. So when we are soul conscious, we automatically experience the qualities of soul which are within it. And it leads to experience of ease. Ease means peace. And peace means like there is process of healthy living starts. So in this way, when we are soul conscious, we experience health. But the present medical science, it does researches on the diseases of our body. And there are a lot of medicines, lot of injections, lot of equipments for the improvement of our physical health. But there is no research has been done on the soul. So because of that deficiency, these diseases are incurable diseases. Many diseases are incurable. You know, they just know about the diseases, but they are not able to cure them. You know, like AIDS is there, all other psychosomatic diseases. One has to live with these diseases whole long life. Why? Because they cannot be cured, and they are just controlled by medicines. So incurable, why they are incurable? Because they are in plus curable. They can be cured when you go inside. You know, when you go within and use those powers which you have within, only then these diseases can be cured. And the science doesn't know how to go within. That's why it's not able to cure these diseases. So here something scientific about the soul, how we can explain that soul is there in our body, because people in modern medical science, they do not accept the concept of soul. So here it is shown that when someone serious comes to the hospital, we call the person as patient. The patient has come. And unfortunately, if that patient dies, then what we call? Can we call him patient or dead body? Dead body. We do not call a dead person as a patient. We call that person as a dead body. So why it is dead body? Because the one who was experiencing has left the body. Patient means the person who has quality of patience. Now one has to keep patience when one is diseased. So patience is a very important quality for a patient. So because of that patience, he was called as patient, but now there is no soul, so there is no experience of patience, so it's only dead body. So dead body, when life force is gone and patient is converted to body, there is no, it's just clinical death immediately, and biologically the organs are functioning. So that time, if those organs are transplanted in a living being, in a living person, you know, like some people donate their eyes, some people donate their heart, or some donate their kidneys even. So if that organ is transplanted in a living person, the eyes can see, the kidney function, even heart function, which are not functioning in a dead body. So why they are functioning in a living being? Because soul is there. And that life force or that life energy, you know, it's traveling in those organs, and that's why those organs can function. But in this dead body, because there's no life force, life energy, so it's not going to those organs. So even if they're alive biologically, they are not able to function. So did you get my point? So we can explain scientifically. So how soul, it gives its energy to all our body systems. And all our body systems, they are managed by the seven qualities of our soul. Because it's a vital energy, we call soul as a vital energy. So this vital energy, in the form of these qualities, it goes to the respective systems. Each quality is related to one particular system. Like knowledge is related to our brain. Purity is related to our immunity, and peace is related to our respiratory system, and happiness is related to our digestive system. Bliss is for our hormonal system or endocrine system, and powers are for our musculoskeletal system. And confluence of all these power together, it is for excretory system. Yes, I'm going to explain you further. Like, we all have different percentage of these qualities. No, we are not complete souls at present. No, Baba has come to make us complete, means complete 100% in all these virtues. But at present, or when one is in this Kali Yuga, we say in Iron Age, if one soul has 50% of peace, it can have only 20% of purity, or it will have only 60% of happiness. It depends, means there is percentage. So accordingly, according to the percentage, that system get affected to which that quality is related. If knowledge, if someone has 100% knowledge, virtue of 100%, it is not possible in this Iron Age, but suppose if someone is having 100% knowledge, then that would be the genius person, the perfect intelligent person. But if its percentage decreases in the soul, means if it is 60%, then it's okay, means average, there will be average IQ. And if it goes down up to 20% or 30%, then that person will be mentally weak. He will not take interest in the studies, there will be less concentration power, less judgment power, so mental faculties will go down. So you got my point? How that quality is related to that organ. If, for respiratory system, there is quality of peace. If one is peaceless, worried all the time, have sensitive nature, more anxious, fearful, then peace is disturbed. So peace is disturbed means he will get more respiratory diseases, either respiratory infections or cough problems or asthma problems, whatever respiratory problems one can have, he will be more prone to those problems. It's according to that this mental instability. If someone is, you know, like happiness means if there is more experience of sorrow in one's life. So more sorrows means it will affect your digestive system and liver, your liver. So you will get digestive problems. And if you feel that there is lack of love in your life, you are alone, no one loves you, you know, like people neglect you and you are isolated. If these feelings are there, then there will be heart problems. Now you get heart problems easily. And it depends in which age you start getting those feelings, that problem will emerge in that age. Sometimes what happens when a soul enters in the body, actually it enters at the period of 4 months. It's 4 or 5 months. It's the average time period when the soul enters in the body. And before that, the body is just an embryo. Embryo means it's a ball of cells only. Those who have studied science, I think they know about this. So there is no shape. There is no formation of organs by that time. And when the soul enters in the body, it's according to its qualities it has. Means percentage of qualities, the development of body starts taking place. And it gives shapes to the body. Means the features are made according to that. And our organs, whether they will be healthy or there will be weakness in them, or you know, there will be some defect. So it will be decided according to the percentage of particular quality related to that organ the soul has at that time. So, you know, that's why Baba says the sanskar the soul carries with it, it is your destiny for the future. About these qualities, how it affects different systems. Yeah. After powers, there's influence of all seven energies. Confluence of all seven energies affects our excretory system. So these say all seven quality of soul, it travels to our body through our thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. Now the channels to distribute it to the different parts of the body. So our thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. These are the four channels to take these qualities of soul to the different parts or different systems of our body. So when we have negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative attitudes and negative memories, these channels get blocked. Means it creates blockages in that energy forms, and particular quality reaching to that organ is decreased, and this starts disease process. And if it is changed to positive, then these energy blockages, they open up, and there is proper transfer of energy to that part and healing starts. So you got my point? How meditation, it's like I am coming to the point of meditation. So when we do meditation is an art of positive thinking. Means in meditation we generate positive thoughts. And these positive thoughts, if there are any energy blockages to these organs, it open up those blockages and it starts the healing process. But it is only possible when it is targeted or it is focused in a particular way. I know, like if we have a knife but we are not using it to cut something, it will not cut. No, it's just lying there. But if we are using it, then only, you know, like it's solving our purpose. So same way we have Rajyoga meditation with us, we have power of meditation, but if we are not using it for a healing purpose, it will not work for that. It's only when you use it and when you focus it, when you target it to that particular disease part, then only it will work or it will give you results. So it is the same. We change our negative energies into positive energy. The first step of healing is that identify your negative thoughts and your negative attitudes, transform them into positive first, and after changing them into positive, then target and connect yourself to Baba. And because Baba is the source of all these qualities, He is ocean of love, He is ocean of peace, He is ocean of bliss, He is ocean of knowledge. So He is source. So we get the flow of powers within us from the source and then target it to the particular organ. And with particular virtue, like if I have a heart problem, then I will get first the power of love or virtue of love from the Baba, and then I will direct it towards my heart. How I will see? I see that this love is coming to me, first to my soul, and then I am focusing that energy to that my particular organ, means my heart, and concentrate for some time, 5-10 minutes over there. And if what is the problem? It depends, no? Which kind of disease someone has, and then healing starts. So how it works? When we use meditation as medicine, means as healing, meditation itself has come from a Greek word, meditare. Meditare means healing of mind. The process which heals the mind is meditation. So meditation means positive thought, positive energy of love, peace, bliss, strength, purity. This leads to change in the physiological process of our body. And what change occurs? It secretes certain chemicals which are good chemicals. These are endorphins and cephalins, serotonins and GABA. These chemicals are opposite to the stress chemicals. Now in stress also we produce certain chemicals. I told you earlier, these are encephalins, epinephrine and norepinephrine and steroids, which we produce during stress. But in Raj Yoga or during meditation, we produce endorphins and encephalins. And these are natural painkillers and they give us sense of euphoria. Euphoria means a sense of or feeling of well-being, feeling of strength we get out of these, and these lead to our organs function in a harmonious way. And when there is a balance, then feeling of well-being and happiness, euphoria and physical, mental, spiritual strength is experienced. But actually, the Amrit Vela time is the best time if we want to give a healing touch to our organ. You do half an hour good meditation. It should be perfect, actually. It doesn't mean that you are having lot of negative thoughts during meditation and then you want to heal your body, then it won't work. So have perfect meditation, have good connection with Baba, and when you experience that you are getting the flow of powers of Baba, and after that you focus your that energy on the particular organ. But it doesn't mean that it is going to replace your medicines. Whatever doctor prescribes you, continue to take those medicines, and this is a supportive therapy for you. I mean, like it improves your healing processes. And what else you can add in it? There are different colors. Soul is white point of energy. So white color has 7 colors in it. When you pass white light from a prism, it is divided into 7 colors. And these 7 colors are called as Vibgyor. Vibgyor means it's violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange and red. So this is the spectrum of color which appears. So here is the same when, because soul has seven qualities, so all these seven qualities are related to this one color, means each one color. So violet quality, this violet color, it is related to virtue of bliss. Indigo is related to knowledge. Blue is related to peace. Green is for love. Yellow is for happiness. Orange is for purity. And red is for power. Yes. Violet is for bliss. Indigo is for knowledge. Blue color is for peace. Green color for love. Yellow for happiness. Orange is for purity. And red is for power. So violet is for our hormone system. Our hormone system, like when we experience bliss, there is a good secretion of hormones, and these hormones actually they control our lot of metabolism of body. And this bliss also is responsible for division of the cells. You know, our cells, they continuously get divided and they replace the old cells with the new cells. Now, there is always wear and tear in this body, and those wear and tear is replaced by the new cells. In medical science, we say that every 3 months, our skin is replaced. Every 6 months, our bones, they are replaced. And our hairs also, everything. It's like after 6 months, a person is a new person. You can say in other words. So if this process is perfect, then old age is postponed. But if there is a decrease in the experience of bliss, then old age shows, like the symptoms of old age is shown in all the organs. So that's why, those who do meditation, their age is not shown on their face. Now, most of the people, they feel that they are looking lesser than their age. If they are 60 years old, they look like 40 years of age. Why? Because in meditation, we most of the times experience the stage of bliss. Peace, I was telling you about, it reduces our respiratory rate. So when there is less respiratory rate, it increases our age. It increases our lifespan. That's why Baba says in Murli, when you do a meditation, then your lifespan will be increased. How this happens, I want to give you an example of few animals. Like elephant, he breathes 12 times per minute. We take respiration 16 to 18 times per minute, and human lifespan is 80 to 100 per year. But the elephant, because he is breathing less time, so his lifespan is 20 years more than human being's lifespan. And the tortoise, it breathes only 4 times per minute, and its lifespan is 300 years. Because its breathing is 3 times less than human beings breathing, so age is 3 times more than human beings age. So this much difference it makes. So because these meditations and even this pranayams and yogasans which people teach nowadays is becoming more and more popular, not only in India, I think even abroad also. So they are all methods to reduce our respiratory rate and to increase our oxygen consumption. Because when there is less respiratory rate, then more oxygen goes to our lungs. And when there is more oxygen, so there is better oxygenation of all the parts of the body. And they become more healthy by that oxygen. And in this way, it improves our health and our lifespan. So here I am telling this, how this meditation, because it reduces our respiratory rate, so automatically it increases our oxygen consumption and our health state of body. So I was talking about the colors. When we focus our this meditation energy on our different body parts, if we focus colors also, then there will be more results, means much better results we can say. When there is some problem related to our brain, then you focus indigo color. Indigo, it's a sky blue color. So you visualize that this sky blue color rays are coming to your brain. And when there is something related to your hormones, you know, like when someone has thyroid problem or it's diabetes, because it's also related to decrease in the secretion of insulin. Insulin is a hormone. So focus then blue color, because hormone balance is through bliss. So bliss is related to blue color. So focus then blue color. And when there is problem of heart, violet. Violet and that indigo. And for peace, if there is respiratory problem, then visualize blue color coming to your lungs. If there is heart problem, then visualize green color coming to your heart. And if there is problem of digestion, then visualize yellow color, either liver or intestine, depends. So visualize yellow color. And for your reproductive system, visualize orange color. If you get infections easily, then it's related to purity. And then again, orange color. Orange color is for purity. And for power, means if there is problem of muscles, means body aches and joint pains, then red color. Then visualize red color rays coming to your that part. And when you start meditation as a healing process, then actually you need at least 21 days regular. So you continue this practice for at least 21 days. Because our subconscious mind to get registered, it takes 21 days. So after 21 days, you will really get the results. And actually we had done this experiment in the global hospital. It was done on heart patients. Actually this research is still going on. The heart patients who had developed blocks. How many of you know about this study? It's coronary artery disease regression program. Only two, three, they know about this study. So there are very good positive results about that. Means the patients, those who developed blocks in their arteries, and they were angiographically positive, means arteries were 90% blocked, even 100% blocked. One artery or two artery, you know, even multiple arteries were blocked, and they were called and told here to stay for a Rajyoga camp, and they stayed here. They were taken through this whole course, and they were told to focus their, you know, energy from Baba, means like connect yourself to Baba, and then focus your energy to the heart, which means they were actually whole anatomy of heart was explained to them, and they were told to focus on this particular arteries which were blocked. And after 6 months, it was found that many of those patients, they could open their blockages without bypass surgery. So it was just a natural bypass for them. They need not to go for a open heart operation. So it was really a wonderful result. And when the reports went back to the doctors, they were consulting, they were also get, wondered ki how this could happen. So, and even our President of India, he also accepted this study, and it is really now in our documented studies, and they were planning it to take it to the medical colleges of India. So it means really we get the results. That's what I want to tell you. If we use Rajyoga as a therapy, we definitely can use it, but make it a continuous process. No, it should not be that one day you are doing it and then 2 days there is no practice, and then fourth day again you remember ki you are using it for a disease organ. No, it should be continuous for at least 21 days. And if your problem is chronic, means it's an older problem, then even for months you need to practice it. and you're definitely going to find its results. And now I'm coming back to physical health again, about diet, exercise and sleep. Because this body is made up of five elements, Baba says. So, if there is disturbance in these five elements, this also can lead to disease, and that is related to our diet and healthy diet and lifestyle. So, for perfect health or good health, we need balanced diet. Balanced diet means all the constituents of our diet, like carbohydrate, proteins and fats, they should be in proper amounts, and all the vitamins like vitamins A, B, C, D, E and K, these are the vitamins. These vitamins we need every day, and along with that water and trace elements. These are the body's demand. So if they are in balanced amount, then it maintains our health. But if there is deficiency of some element, it can lead to that particular disease. So our diet should be high fiber, low fat, low salt and low sugar diet. And if you eat a fruit, a seasonal fruit per day and salad per day, and it fulfills your requirement of all the vitamins. And all cereals and pulses, they meet your demand of proteins, carbohydrate and fats. And when we come to how we eat our food, so our breakfast should be like a rich person. Means you can have a heavy breakfast, in other words I can say. You can add sprouts also to your breakfast, and if you can have fruit juice or milk, that will also good. And afternoon should be like a normal person. And in night, small amount, minimum amount of food is required. And we are all yogis and we get up for Amrit Vela. So if you take light dinner, then it would be helpful for you. Like you can easily get up in the morning. So night meal should be light. And you should drink water after 1.5 hours of your meal. It should not be taken immediately after meals, because it leads to production of more acid. It decreases because it dilutes the acid. Actually, when we drink water, it dilutes the acid which is required for digestion. So there can be indigestion problem if you drink immediately after the meal. And you can have one fruit at 11 o'clock and at 4 o'clock between the meals. So that is the ideal schedule. And exercise, because it improves circulation in our body. It increases oxygen consumption and it decreases because it burns our calories. So there is decrease in cholesterol level and triglyceride levels. So if we exercise daily, and then less heart diseases and like this blood pressure also remain at normal level. And is exercise gives movements to our all body parts, means like joints. And it's very important after 40 years especially that all joints should move. Otherwise nowadays it is a sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyle means you just use machines for all of your physical work, and we do not give much movement to our body. So for that you need exercise, and you can go for a walk. If it is 40 minutes walks per day, it is enough. And if you cannot go for a walk, then do exercise. Any one of both can do. It's okay. and third is sleep. We need actually 6 to 8 hours sleep per day. 6 hours sleep is enough. And in sleep, we have 3 cycles. Each cycle is of 2 hours. And in each cycle, we produce 3 types of waves. Alpha waves, theta waves and delta waves. Alpha waves are relaxing waves, means like when we are preparing to sleep, these are alpha waves. I'm just a relaxed mind. It's alpha waves. And when there is superficial sleep means sleep with dreams, then theta waves are produced. And in deep sleep, we produce delta waves. And these delta waves, they recharge our brain. So actually, the delta wave sleep is the important sleep which really refresh our mind and body both. So we need 1 hour delta sleep in 3 cycles. So in each cycle, we produce 20 minutes delta sleep. So 3 cycles means 20, 40 and 60 means 1 hour. So if you sleep for 3 cycles, that's enough. And if you sleep more, then delta waves, they decrease, keep on decreasing in number. And more sleep, it's actually more tiring than refreshing. If you sleep for 8 hours and 10 hours, people may have illusion that I'm sleeping for more time means there will be more refreshment. But sometimes, you know, what is the experience? It's opposite to that. When you get up, you feel that you are still tired. So reason is that because we are going beyond those limits of our waves. And when we are active, we produce beta waves in our mind. And beta waves means like when we are talking, when we are working, or like coming in connections. So that time we produce beta waves. So our purpose is to produce more alpha waves, because alpha waves, they increase our concentration power. So when we are in meditation, we produce more alpha waves while we are awake. Means our beta level goes down and our alpha waves keep increasing. Like Dadi Chan ki you heard, she had been studied by the scientist in Texas University, and it was found ki she produced delta waves even while she's awake. Who heard about this? Few of you know about this. So she was called as the most stable mind in the world, because delta waves, they are produced only when the person is in deep sleep. Means it's the most stability. There's even no dreams at that time. So in meditators, it was found that they can change their mental stage according to their desire. So we can control ourselves, and even we can reduce our sleep demand. If we start producing more alpha waves and more delta waves, then our sleep demand is reduced. Means we can cut down it to up to 4 hours, even less than 4 hours. And we feel the same energy, a person sleeps for 6 hours and 8 hours. So is it okay? So I'm going to finish it over here. Yes?
What am I going to do if I have too many dreams?
Actually, increase your positive thoughts. And if you increase your positive thoughts and remember Baba before sleep, and then your dreams will be reduced. The stage of mind should be powerful. When you have more vague thoughts, then you see more dreams. Sore. It disappears. It's your experience you are sharing, huh? Yes. So it helps what I told you. Anyway, but if you need medicine, okay, means you can take medicines. I told you it doesn't replace your medicines. If your doctor prescribes you some medicines for some disease, continue with those medicines also, and then use this yoga along with it and see the result. You know, this is our experiment of yoga, we can say, in other words, and what we have done in Global Hospital also, and we got the results. And when you also do it, I think definitely Baba is there to help us in this way. Yes?
Yes.
The real healing process you can experience after 21 days. What is the reason for low blood pressure? Low blood pressure, actually it's not a disease. If sometimes because of some reason it goes down, then you just have hot drinks. Now you say coffee, take coffee or take this electrolyte powder dissolved in water. That helps. But maybe, I mean, if it is a chronic problem, then go for heart checkup. Sometimes because of weakness of heart, BP goes down. It's like if pump is weak, heart pump is weak, then BP can go down. Skin diseases, when someone is allergic to sunlight. Yeah. So bilirubin comes from liver. Means your liver is weak, that is affecting your skin. So you can, along with your medicines, you can do meditation in this way that you are healing your liver and then your skin is related to purity. So check your purity level. You know, improve your purity in thoughts, words and action, and it will help in your this disease. Pancreas is for sugar, insulin. So sugar, for pancreas it's purity, it's hormones, blue color, violet color. Om Shanti.